SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, explosions hit two military bases in Crimea, with two injured and thousands evacuated. Australia's unions urge the nation to overhaul its migration worker system. And in sport, fines for two football clubs over a suspended World Cup qualifying match. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. An emergency has been declared in Crimea after explosions at two military bases that injured two people and also damaged a power plant, power lines and rail tracks. Over 3,000 people have been evacuated from residential areas near the blast sites. Russian-appointed Crimea Governor Sergei Askianov says Russia has blamed the blast as an act of sabotage, a rare admission that armed groups loyal to Ukraine are damaging supply lines on Russian-controlled territory.
We are now seeing the official statement from the Ministry of Defense that the cause of today's incident was sabotage. We understand what is happening. More than 3,000 people have been evacuated from the Maiskoy and Azovskoy settlements of the Junkoy region. They are housed in a number of temporary accommodation facilities, primarily in schools.
The federal government is set to outline its strategy for putting the Uluru Statement from the Heart into action during a meeting with the State and Territory Indigenous Affairs Minister today. It's the first time the federal minister, Linda Burney, will meet her state and territory counterparts since the Prime Minister's announcement of a proposed referendum question at the Garma Festival last month. Ms. Burney says she wants to understand the position of state and territory in the treaty and truth-telling processes and hopefully gain support for a voice in the Australian referendum that is constitutionally guaranteed. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison is under pressure to explain his ministerial decisions, with some politicians calling on him to resign from Parliament. Current leader Anthony Albanese says Mr. Morrison appointed himself to the Treasury, Health, Home Affairs, Finance and Resources portfolios in secret. Former Coalition Minister Karen Andrews is pushing for Mr. Morrison to resign as the member for Cook because she says the public feels let down and betrayed. Mr. Morrison has apologised to his colleagues and called the Treasury and Home Affairs secret appointments unnecessary. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet is expected to visit Lismore to release a long-awaited flood report response. The government is considering a new reconstruction authority, one of the independent report's recommendations, and proposals to raise the Warragamba dam wall. The government's resilient New South Wales agency has already been criticised and previous reports suggest it should be shut down. The Australian Council of Trade Unions is calling for improvements to worker training before relying on migrant labour to fill workforce shortages. The union group says it supports an increase to migration if these conditions are met. This would include not tying a visa to a single employer and blocking workplaces from hiring migrations if they have a history of mistreatment. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says the migration and skills system is broken with too much exploitation. Overseas and local residents and authorities in Portugal are on high alert to respond to several fronts of a wildfire in the Serra da Estrela region. It comes as the country is facing a summer of heat waves, recording its hottest July on record last month. Civil Protection Chief Duarte Costa says crews are working to control the fire.
At this point, we have around 1,000 operatives on the ground to fight mostly two fire fronts. One that is raging very close to where we are now, and another one in the region of Guarda. But it is more controlled compared to this situation.
The United Kingdom has approved the first vaccine that combats both the original strain and the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The Moderna vaccine is a bivalent booster. a vaccine that triggers an immune response against two virus strains. It has been found effective against the Omicron variant, projected by the Burnet Institute to be the predominant variant of concern in 2022. Australia may also be on its way to acquiring the vaccine as Moderna received permission from the Therapeutic Goods Administration to apply for provisional approval for its bivalent vaccine to be used in Australia. Turning to sport and in football, both Brazil and Argentina have agreed to pay a fine for not playing a World Cup qualifier last September due to a COVID-19 protocol breach. The world governing body FIFA had wanted the match to be played next month, but the outcome would have had no consequence. Both teams have qualified for the World Cup in Qatar. And that is the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.